Okay, so what makes a Stradivarius worth $3.5 million? For one thing, these instruments were fashioned by a master, Antonio Stradivari, who first began making them in 17th century Italy. And then there's the glorious sound. The Library of Congress has a small collection of Stradivarius instruments. Music commentator and professional violist Miles Hoffman was only too happy to play a couple of them for us. He invited Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep to join him.
Here we go. We're being guided around here by Carol Lynn, who's a music specialist here at the Library of Congress.
I will open up the violin case.
One of those violins, Steve, is the famous Betts Stradivarius, B-E-T-T-S, and that's one of the most famous Stradivarius violins in the world and one of the greatest.
Miles, would you like the Betts Stradivarius?
Well, let's give a listen. Miles Hoffman, that's lovely.
Now, what's interesting about playing a Strad, about playing any great old Italian instrument, Steve, is under the ear there is a sweetness to it, there's a depth of sound, and also you have this sense that no matter how much sound is coming out of the instrument, somehow or other there's always more. It's like a great race car, you know, there's more power than you need and it responds to the slightest touch, and there's a purity to the sound too, Steve, so that it will project to the back of a hole because there's no noise in the sound, it's all core of sound.
And there's more than one of these priceless instruments here at the Library of Congress. Can we take a listen to one of these?
Sure. Now, this is the Tuscan Medici Stradivarius Viola from 1690.
Okay, it's beautiful, it's a rarity, it's almost one of a kind, or one of a few hundred of a kind.
No, this is one of a dozen at the most, Steve.
Of this particular type.
Of violas. There are only about a dozen surviving Stradivari violas in the world. So this is extraordinarily rare. Let's hear it a little bit.
We began this discussion talking about a $3.5 million Stradivarius cello. We're looking at some instruments here that, if they ever were sold, might be worth even more than that.
Yeah, and especially because they're famous instruments with famous histories. This Tuscan Medici viola is part of a famous quintet of instruments that was made for a Medici, and who knows what it would bring if it were on the open market. But violas were not Stradivari's specialty. So this is a beautiful instrument, and Stradivari made many wonderful instruments, but even among his violins, not all of Stradivari's violins are going to sound better than all violins by somebody else. It's not as if you would always trade your instrument in for a Strad.
And it's happened more than once that a famous musician's instrument has been stolen, and frequently, as he's appealing for it to be returned, he'll say, well, it's not just that it's a valuable instrument, it's that it's mine, and I can't replace it. It's mine.
Well, there's that, and these are beautiful works of art, Steve, too. I mean, this instrument was made in 1690. It's gorgeous to look at, and one of the things that's wonderful about old instruments is when you think about who's played them and in whose footsteps or fingersteps you're following.
I didn't think we'd ever get that Stradivarius out of your hands, but I guess we got to...
I may not take it out of my hands.
And that's where we will leave them. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep with music commentator Miles Hoffman in the Whittle Pavilion of the Library of Congress. Our thanks to the library for letting Miles noodle on the instruments there. A picture of the Betts Stradivarius is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.